Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Thank goodness we still have his music. Welcome back. Stevie bringing us back. That's his blues licks on that mean guitar there. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njinga is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's the CEO of Yellowwood, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments. She's a business consultant, a CEO coach, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, and she and I are talking about how to make sure that you don't part with your money from, you don't give your money and or your time or you don't acquire trouble from people who you don't need to be doing business with, scam artists, people like that. So, Olala, we were talking about how this was in the last segment. I have a quick story to tell you. So, I have this person that I know who's not a kid. Has lived long enough to be retired from one job and almost retired from another one.
Okay.
And is a highly intelligent, educated person, and not necessarily worldly, but also not ignorant, right?
Okay.
And she comes up to me one day and she says, "Jim, I just got this email from this prince in Ethiopia, and he's got $5.7 million he needs to put into it." You know, she goes through this whole thing, right?
Right.
Well, I remember seeing the very first time I saw the Ethiopian Prince letter, right?
Right.
You remember the first time you saw it?
Oh, yes.
When you saw it the first time, did you think that was an opportunity, or did you think it was a scam?
Well, can I just tell you something really
funny? I thought it was a scam. Now that you tell
right.
you what you, I mean, I knew it was baloney. Nobody is going to give you $5 million. Nobody gives me $5, let alone $5 million. Go ahead.
Here's that,
what did
right?
you think?
Well, the first time I saw it, the irony is that a lot of people don't know that my husband is originally Kenyan.
Right.
Right. So when we get this thing from some African prince or whatever, he's laughing hysterically. So my immediate, you know, BS meter was my husband
right.
George.
Right.
So if you don't have a George at home, know that most people are not going to give you $5 million by way of an email
right.
or even a letter.
Like but I mean, you knew that. I knew that. George knew that. But this is an educated, intelligent professional who actually came to me and thought you would have thought Santa Claus said, "I'm going to give you all the presents this year."
Right.
It was amazing.
It is.
So amazing. My point is if she'll do that.
Right.
How many people out there who are not as smart as she is, not as intelligent as she is,
right.
we'll do that.
You know, I've been trying
to click on it and follow through on it.
Absolutely. I've been looking at some stats, trying to really get some data around, you know, an approximation of business owners who fall prey to, you know, scams. And I've been looking at trying to categorize the level of intelligence required in order to fall prey to certain scams.
Mm-hmm.
And that one about the, you know, I'm stranded somewhere,
oh, yeah.
and you send me $1,000, or I need to get this money to America, I'll give you 10% if you'll just give me your bank account number. If they sound like they make sense, but when you read it out loud,
mm-hmm.
you hear how ridiculous it is. And I think that that's something that I alluded to in the previous segment with you, is if you just actually stop and read it, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's not business. Here's the thing to remember, folks. If you're a business owner, you're in the marketplace to do business.
Right.
What we're talking about here, these are things that don't sound like business. So if
Absolutely.
It doesn't sound like business, and if it doesn't sound like the kind of business that most people do, meaning, "Hi, I want to buy your product. Here's my money."
Right.
And you know, then ignore it. Throw it away.
Right.
Get rid of it.
Absolutely. But we have our fair share of business scams.
Well, there are those. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, the phony directory listings. I mean, really, who's advertising in the Yellow Pages anymore, right? The
right.
phony, that, you know, not to pick on the Better Business Bureau, right, but there is a phony Better Business Bureau letter circulating for at least the past 3 years
right.
Where it's a letter that says someone's filed a complaint, you have to, you click on this, or, you know, send us money so we can investigate it. So there are business ones out there, and the biggest one right now, the hottest one, is microloans.
Oh yeah! Now that's those are hateful ones, because there's so many people who want to start a business or grow their business, and they're going to be susceptible to that. Those are the hateful ones. Yeah,
absolutely. They're cash strapped. They're looking for someone to, you know, kind of give them. Most businesses need, you know, like a $5,000 jump start if it's a micro business, and so they prey on that $5,000 and less. Business owners.
What is their angle? What are they trying to? What, how do they do it?
Oh, I've seen a couple of them that are really good. I actually had to stop and really process them. So here's a couple of terms that really stick out: is no payments at all for the first year.
Yeah.
Okay, that just doesn't happen for a mini
no,
business.
No, that's
owner.
Right.
Or super low interest rates, regardless of your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Or regardless of how long you've had your company,
folks, those aren't terms that are associated with the real world.
Exactly, because if they were,
please,
right now,
there is no free lunch. If it sounds like a scam, if it sounds like it's too good to be true, it is.
Right. Absolutely.
Especially so okay. Let's say that there is a deal out there that really is like that. Let's say there is a free lunch out there, folks. It's 1 in 1,000. What are the chances you're going to get that one?
Right.
You know, it's not going to happen. Just please, be careful.
Protect your business.
And don't be naive about these things. Tintel. Lala and Jenga and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
I said, Dr. Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.